So you're listening to Radio Laurier, and today I get to interview a very special guest from the band Dizzy, and that is Katie Munshaw. Welcome, Katie. Feel free to say hi to our fans.
Hey, it's Katie from Dizzy.
Katie is the lead singer from the band, along with drummer Charlie Spencer. Mackenzie Spencer is on bass and Alex Spencer on guitar. And why don't we just jump right into the questions here? Can you tell me about your musical influences and what was the process leading up to you starting the band?
Yeah. I mean, I grew up listening to a lot of like classic pop. I've always been really inspired by female vocalists. So I grew up listening to like Regina Spektor, Michelle Branch, Vanessa Carlton, just like singer songwriters who wrote really good songs. But as a band, Charlie and I started making music in grade 12 and right as we were graduating, we decided to take a year off from school and start a project. And Mac and Alex just seemed to be around the house because obviously they're Charlie's brothers and they both play bass and guitar. So it just kind of worked out.
Yeah, great. So I understand that EP Separate Places is out. And how does this differ from your other projects?
I mean, it differs from our other projects just because it's a rehashing of the songs from The Sun and Her Scorch. We've never done that before. But it was a way for us to sort of be creative and let those songs go on tour without us in a way. Because, you know, we did collaborate with artists sort of all over the world, you know, London, UK. We got New York and Birmingham, Alabama, and sort of all over the place. So it was really interesting to work with other artists and see what they sound like on a Dizzy song. But it was also really neat for those songs to go on a little journey without us.
Yeah. Do you like collaborating with others?
Yeah. I mean, we were really lucky that every artist that we worked with was, I mean, super talented and just very easy to work with. So it was a great experience.
So I know both your albums give a very honest look into your life and personal experiences. Is there an album that was harder for you to write and record?
Yeah, I think The Sun and Her Scorch was definitely the hardest. Baby Teeth was written before Dizzy was even a thing, really. We just had a bunch of songs that we had written. And it wasn't like a conscious thing making it into an album. We just had 10 songs and we're like, I guess this is what an album is, and we put it out. So it wasn't hard in any way. Whereas The Sun and Her Scorch, there was a little bit of, I suppose, expectation after releasing Baby Teeth. I mean, going into an album writing process and knowing you have to write 10 songs that are going to be released into the world and there are some people listening now is definitely a little bit more of a daunting process.
Yeah. So this is kind of a follow-up question. I know some of The Sun and Your Scorch was recorded in your mother's basement. How is that atmosphere compared to recording in a traditional studio? Do you prefer one or the other? Do you find that in your mother's basement is more, you feel more connected to your songs and it's easier to write?
I think we definitely feel a little bit more comfortable. Yeah. There's pressure when you're in a nice studio with, you know, an engineer that you're paying and, you know, maybe a producer, because you're on somebody else's clock and, you're spending money obviously, but when you're in a space like your own room or for instance, my mom's basement where we have a little recording studio, there's just more time to feel creative and not feel pressured at all. You know, you can go down the wrong route in a song for 3 hours sometimes and get to the end of it and be like, well, that was not a good idea. We wasted a lot of time, but at least it was free and not paid for studio time.
Yeah. So I just want to talk about the bands you toured with. You guys have toured with Death Cab for Cutie, All Wonder, and Tokyo Police Club. How was it to tour with those groups? Is that something you like doing?
Yeah, I mean, we've been fans of all those artists for forever. So definitely super anxiety inducing first day of tour, just like meeting those heroes, I guess. But very, very lucky to have toured with all people who have been very kind and bestowing of knowledge and have been very gracious to us. So it's been good.
Yeah. And who would you want to tour with in the future?
Anyone who will take me right now, because this is this sucks. The pandemic really sucks. We're just starting to open up again, and it is really nice. So I don't know. I mean, I just love to go on tour with another band who's similar sonics to us, and I feel like that's always the best vibe with the crowd when they kind of are into both bands. It's always a better night.
Yeah. And did you get that kind of vibe with Death Cab for Cutie or Oh Wonder or just anybody that you've toured with? You felt that?
Yeah, connection? Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, for Death Cab and Oh Wonder, and recently we went on tour with City in Color. Those are all bands I feel like, even with, Tokyo Police Club as well. They're all fans of good songs and lyrics and that sort of thing. So I feel like that is always a good match when you've got a crowd who's willing to listen and, go home and get obsessed with an album. That is the kind of crowds that I really love playing to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you feel like you'd be more comfortable with them now that you had that kind of first meeting over and toured with them before. So it feels a little, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
So you guys have a brand new EP, The Sun Under Scorch, and Baby Teeth came out back in 2018. Where can we listen to all these songs?
You can listen to them anywhere you would like. Spotify, Apple Music, we're on YouTube, we're on Amazon Music. You can listen to them anywhere.
Great. Well, Katie, thanks so much for coming on.